It Takes a Village by Erica Croxford. Caring for a loved one post-stroke can be an incredibly difficult task, and especially so if they have aphasia. Caregivers commonly feel like everything was thrown at them at once. Their loved one's diagnosis, navigating doctor's appointments, continuing therapy at home, and juggling financial responsibilities. In the healthcare field, sometimes there's a lack of acknowledgement, support, and education for care partners as they make the enormous transition into their new roles. In the span of only a few days, care partners are expected to understand the implications of the diagnosis enough to advocate for their family member in the hospital. Simultaneously, they continue the management of their personal lives while trying to keep their loved one motivated. After being discharged from hospitals or rehabilitation centers, many families decide to continue outpatient speech therapy services. At-home practice is one of the leading factors driving language success during the journey with chronic aphasia. Allowing our caregivers to feel supported and properly educated can help diffuse the sense of feeling overwhelmed and promote better recovery for their loved one. Thankfully, many caregivers are open about their experience and share wisdom with others to help alleviate this burden. The University of Connecticut Caregiver Support Group wrote a book containing inspirational stories from 7 women who became caregivers after men in their lives acquired aphasia. These women discuss their lives pre- and post-aphasia onset. Their stories are raw and inspiring, highlighting the many challenges they faced throughout this life-changing event. Caring for a Loved One with Aphasia After Stroke shares advice the authors wish they knew before they started their journeys, and I have chosen to share some of my favorites with you. Dr. Deborah Yost is a caregiver to her husband and the co-editor of Caring for a Loved One with Aphasia After Stroke. She offered insight into the world of caregiving and made it clear that as a caregiver, you should not feel alone. Joining a support group changed her life, giving her the ability to exchange advice with other women experiencing the same thing. Groups like these allow people to feel supported from the onset and throughout the whole process. Yost stated, "It was so stressful because I didn't feel confident that I could do all of these things. You do feel totally isolated and alone. You just feel like it's your burden that nobody else in the world has your burden." Talking with other people going through similar things can alleviate these feelings and can make you more confident in your decisions. Yost pushed the importance of support groups, stating, "They can find some solace in the fact that there are others out there. Unfortunately, there is no manual telling you what to do, but these groups can offer suggestions from those who really understand. Caregiving is not an easy task, and it can easily consume you and make you feel inexperienced and doubtful of your abilities. However, the trust you build between you and your loved one is unmatched. To know that they trust you enough to take care of them can create a beautiful bond. You are bound to uncover new and surprising things about each other in the process of caregiving." Yost mentioned that her relationship actually became stronger because she realized the kind heart her husband had. In the midst of challenges and uncertainties, the journey of caregiving creates a remarkable bond of trust and resilience, fostering a sense of gratitude and comfort in knowing that you have provided the best care possible. Advice for caregivers: set aside a small amount of time for yourself each day, away from your caregiving duties. Be confident and kind to yourself. Know you're doing the best you can. Stay in touch with your friends and family and find humor in them. Ask them for help when you need it. Set a dedicated time to address finances, which will allow you to approach bills with a fresh mind. Take cues from your loved one. Observe what their needs are, but be careful not to push your own goals onto them. Accept that some people in your life will step up and others will not. Find people willing to help. Caring for a Loved One with Aphasia After Stroke is available for purchase now. All proceeds are donated to UConn Aphasia Language Support Program.